3, 2, 1.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking. Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Porn?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama. Hold my beer and watch this. And fasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is show, I don't remember what number it is, and it doesn't matter anymore.
6,000.
For August 31st, 2006, I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. With me is the one and only...
Craig Stepp.
Ta-da! Well, in case you couldn't tell, we're doing Technorama Unplugged tonight.
Yeah.
Because
no
this
air,
is...
No Eric Clapton, though.
No what? No Eric Clapton?
Eric Clapton. Yeah. Unplugged, you know.
Ah, gotcha.
These are the jokes. Hey, is this thing on?
Well, we're doing a bit of a special show tonight for a reason. We need to make a couple special announcements. But first, before we get into that, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Wait, we'll do this like a real unplugged show.
Yeah. Well, on a very special Technorama.
We're just going to do a little acoustic noodling here.
Hey, watch your noodle. Anyway, I don't know, nothing much really. Just it's been a long week already, and it's only Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday. That's Wednesday right. Comes up quick when you do a show on Sunday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday all day long.
We date the show for Thursday, but it really is Wednesday for us when we record this, in case you haven't figured that part out by yet. If you're a new listener, I should say welcome to the show. This is a bit different. Those of you who heard us on Podcast 411, this is nothing like we usually do the show. This one is special. We usually add a lot more sweepers and crazy production. Stuff in here. Yeah, a lot more production.
And there's a lot less Chuck talking normally. No, I take that back.
We just thought we'd throw everybody who is a returning listener a curveball. The reason is because we need to change up our schedule a little bit. The initial reason Technorama is twice a week was because we used to get into the news stuff. And if something came out on Monday, I didn't want to wait until 6 days go by and everybody's heard it already before we get to it. So I wanted to do a show twice a week. Well, Technorama sort of took its current form looking at more of the strange and unique news, and that kind of is timeless anyway. There's not much that gets away from the man with the aluminum foil hat or the Lego house or church. The Lego church will be there for 1,000 years. So whether we do a show twice a week or once a week, we're having a very difficult time putting the same production quality into a Wednesday show after 3 days as we do with 4 days, which includes the weekend, which gives you all kinds of time to work on the Sunday show.
Okay.
So we are going to use Wednesday to drop in things like special interviews or short skits that we do that come out extra, and we go, this really doesn't fit into the show. But for the most part, we're no longer going to be able to use the tagline, feed your inner geek twice a week. It will be feed your inner geek every week.
Yeah, once a week. Actually, well, and I'm still kind of committed to doing maybe little skits and stuff and throw something in Wednesday. So, but don't count on that. But we will throw interviews and stuff out there for sure.
But we also have to be sensitive to our family's needs.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, I don't know about you, but I've been kind of getting a little personal greedy with the me stuff, and podcasting isn't helping the situation. So if the wife isn't happy, nobody's happy, and podcasting gets axed real fast.
Well, I do want to say I do appreciate my family for allowing me to have the time to do this. However, at the same time, nobody said anything to me, but I get the feeling sometimes maybe I should spend a little more time on the family front. So I think cutting out Wednesday as far as you know, an every week thing is definitely a good thing. So
when you think about it, we'll be able to put more quality into one show,
right?
And it'll free up, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours a week that we put into pre and post production for that one show.
Yeah, so we're hoping that the Sunday show will actually be even better.
Yes, we're gonna raise the bar.
Yeah. Oh crap!
I just got over 2 feet. I gotta jump higher. Oh, hi, right. Sir. So that's the new schedule. We just wanted to do a short show to let everybody know that's where we're going. Craig, you will be out Sunday, so I'll be doing a show on the 3rd. Yeah, 3rd.
That's right.
By myself. Everybody's still welcome to the chat room, the stream. Oh, I should mention that Scott Reynolds has been tinkering with the stream. And when we're not doing a live show on the audio stream, you can still go to clank.org, clank.org/technorama. And you can hear usually our latest show and an older show. And it's kind of fun to compare them side by side. You go, here's show number 137, and here's show number 7. And I don't think he's got quite that old. He had our retro show from June of 2005, which was, what, 8,
you know what?
9, 10?
It's been so long since I've heard that one. It was actually nostalgic to hear
funny.
It again.
It's still quite funny.
Well, at least I think so.
Well, yeah. It's amazing. I'm still on my same brainwave.
You still got yours?
I can still tickle my own funny bone. I still laugh at my own jokes. Some things are timeless, aren't they?
I can crack myself up. Hey, by the way, I do want to mention that I'm going on vacation to Florida next week. So they had delayed the shuttle, apparently, just for my arrival.
Oh, isn't that nice of government? NASA's so crazy. Some guy named
Ernesto or something. I don't know.
Ernesto. But, hello, this is Ernesto. I want you to come down to Florida. Did you wet your pants?
Tattoo. Tattoo, ready the plane.
Hello, Kirk, my old friend.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, I'm only an hour away from where they launched the shuttle, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to go and catch it if I know more of when it's actually going to take off, so which would be awesome. I can't wait, because I've been waiting for this thing to fly, to see it fly ever since it took off to begin with back in 79 or whenever it was, 78.
My very first demonstration speech, not demonstration speech, but speech, public address class, was on the space shuttle and how it flew. I had to make this poster, and everybody was amazed that it flew upside down.
Yeah. So well, that reminds me, and I mentioned this a long time ago, but, you know, I had made, when it came out and I saw the shuttle, I was like, well, this is cool. This is before it actually took off. I started keeping clippings. And this is probably the first thing I did any real research on. I was keeping this notebook with clippings, and I had a drawing of the whole cycle, which I think everybody probably saw it, where it goes up, flips over like you're talking about, and then comes back by flipping over again.
Yep.
You know, and I kept all that in the notebook, and then some jerk stole it.
Michelle in the chat room, I should mention, we do have the chat room going at the moment. We got Michelle, a.k.a. Country Signs. We got
Chuck, that was a sad part, by the way.
Furious KHD from ITT.
Furious!
Mark Shepard missing intellect.
Wait a minute. He sounds like a wrestler.
No, the next one, the next couple sound like a wrestler. We got Soul Blaze, which is a new...
Soul Blaze! And in this corner, Soul Blaze!
And in the other corner is Tefkaz, which is really Zaha Doom in disguise.
And in that corner, we have Kevin Devon.
Furious KHD!
We've heard enough from him this week.
And Tim Elliott. So thank you, everybody. The chat room will still be open 24/7. It just will not be attended 24/7.
Yeah.
Hey, even if you don't catch the shuttle launch, Craig, Michelle's telling you need to leave about 3 hours to get there. Give yourself 3 hours to travel there. You can go 75 on that highway across Florida. But take Harrison to Kennedy Space Center.
Well, he's only 4. We're actually going to do that again a little bit later.
Okay.
I think you'd appreciate that part more. I've taken the tour and saw the shuttle on the launch pad, but I never saw it take off.
Are you bringing a stroller?
A stroller?
He's 4. He's going to get tired.
You know what?
Are you going to carry him?
We have not had a stroller in like 2.5 years.
I know. 4-year-olds get tired. They're also too big to carry. When you're deep in the depths of Epcot, and he goes, I'm tired. No.
And he also owns 2 legs and 2 feet. He can walk. He walks everywhere. I'm not kidding. We hadn't had a stroller in years. We hadn't had a stroller in years.
You're going to have to come back and tell me I was wrong.
But I'll have to keep that in mind. Thanks,
I've heard Shines, people man. As old as 5 and 6 saying, bring a stroller.
Mm-hmm. Now, hey, I do want to say something else. Even if we're not doing a show on Wednesday nights, I'm going to be turning my cam on from off and on and drawing and stuff, and sometimes I'll have it on while I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. So feel free to drop in. I may be in the chat room. Sometimes I jump in there at night. It's been a rare, and sometimes during the day. So maybe I'll do that a little bit more too. But I am going to start doing a podcast on my own site at spindle.com. It's nothing really – I'm not going to sit there and edit it and make it all flashy and everything. But I don't know exactly what the format's going to be, but I'm going to have a lot of fun with it. So come on over. It's about the webcomic that I'm actually doing, which I just sort of launched. I say that because it's just the cartoon is of me sitting there getting ready to draw it.
And you don't know what to draw.
I don't know what to draw. That's the whole premise of the podcast. I'm going to do the podcast working over what characters I'm going to use, because I've got a bunch of characters. I've been a closet cartoonist for a long time. I've got a bunch of characters, but I don't know which ones I want to use that I'm having most fun with. So that's part of where the podcast comes in, is where I'm working through the whole creative process, working on that. So I hope y'all come over and join me and subscribe when I get that going. And we'll, of course, announce that in the thing. So.
Awesome. Hey, we do have a little bit of listener feedback I want to pass on before we get to the Sunday show. This one's from Avner about our latest intro, the Geek, Behind the Geek. That one.
Says, I'm not dead yet.
Hi, guys. I've been listening to your show for a while. I signed up after hearing your promo on Victor's Typical Mac User. Yeah, Victor. Way to go. I seem to be getting many good podcast referrals from Victor.
I love Victor.
Victor. How sweet.
Much better than cats. I'm going to listen to it again and again.
That means we have to PayPal him that $5 or put a note down.
Yeah, okay. I must admit, it took me a couple of episodes to get the hang of it. Why does everybody say that? I don't know. We're losing
our
touch.
As long as they stick around to get a hang of it, I think that's fine.
But now I just can't do without my weekly dosage. Well, that's good because it's coming weekly now. However, as much as I enjoy the show, you guys have really outdone yourselves this time. The A Geek sketch was hilarious. Please keep goofing around for us twice every week.
I goof around all day, all week long, but you're only going to hear me once a week.
And then we got another one from Michelle Cook Lopez, a.k.a. Country Signs, in the chat room. I love ebooks, and I love free ebooks even better. Mm-hmm. There's a link in the show notes, which we will put up, as meager as the show notes will be for this show, which will have a link to the bbc.co.uk. There are some Doctor Who classic ebooks available.
Yeah, which I thought was very fascinating. Seems like I've seen that page before, but maybe I skipped over exactly what it was, as I was perusing the Doctor Who site. And then when she sent that, I looked at it again. It's like, looks strangely familiar. Oh, they're ebooks. Cool. Oh, speaking of that, Google launched their book search, was it today? And I was curious to go download it because, they've been scanning books in several libraries for some time now. At any rate, I went. They're offering some of them as PDFs now, so I went and downloaded it. And it's kind of funny. They must have a bunch of people just throwing the book in the scanner, and some of them look pretty good. They're unlike Gutenberg Press, where Gutenberg actually has the text and you can cut and paste out of it with no problem. These books are the actual photographs of the pictures, the scans, so there's no text. So that's not going to really work on an ebook reader. But what was funny is a couple of them, I saw somebody's hand was in the way on the cover as they were setting the book down and snapping the picture.
Mm-hmm. You know what I always wanted to do?
It was The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, and you see the hand coming away as they're photographing the outside of the cover. Anyway, I'm sorry, what's that?
I always wanted to take and put my necktie on a copy machine, then put my face on a copy machine and send those through effects. So when somebody sees them coming out, they see a tie come out, and then they see this face come out. Like somebody accidentally got their tie stuck in the fax machine and got pulled through.
Scotty, the transporter failed.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there, I think.
Well, hold on a second. You would look like, what's his name from Superman 2? You know, the criminals?
Oh, the ones that were in the dead zone, whatever they call that.
Mine's going, they're in the Phantom Zone.
Phantom Zone, that's what it is. Boom, 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 boom. Let me out of the fax machine zone.
I've been banished.
Someone's in a nuclear warhead this way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
All right. We're going to wrap up
so much fun. I'm having a lot of fun on this little goofy show we did.
Totally unscripted.
That's right.
All right. If you want to get in contact with us, there's always the listener line, 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. You can email me at chuck@chuckchat.com or Craig@KREG@chuckchat.com. Yep. Once again, thank you to Rob at Podcast 411 for interviewing Chuck Tomasi and Craig Steep.
Wait, you didn't mention that.
I already mentioned that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said if you're joining us from Podcast 411, thank you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, thanks.
So we welcome all new listeners. Sit down, listen. There's always
your children and your dogs and your neighbor's dogs.
You probably already know this, but the one constant in the universe is the chuckchat.com website for all your forum swag, webcam. Yes, there's a webcam that runs during our show, not during showers and things at this household. Mail lists, links to the show notes, and much, much more. Thank you, Mad Marv, during the week. He's been putting in some great blog content, so if you're not getting to the website or getting the feed with all the good stuff, check it out. He's got plethora of Technorama material during the week to keep your appetite satiated. I love that word. Take it from there. I'll play the music.
Okay.
Whee!
Oh, is that my cue? Yeah. All right, everybody. We appreciate it. And come back Sunday for another family fun filled show.
The show is a member of Friends in Tech. Find out more at friendsintech.com.
And pet your neighbor's dog.
Have you forgotten the whole ending of the show without a script?
No, I'm sorry. I'm missing the whole thing. So the chat room is provided by freenode.net. And if you're getting the show, our website, something about the feed reader, go get a feed reader and listen to it. If you want to email us, drop us in there. And tell a friend about Technorama and pet your neighbor's dog. Tell him about it, too. So there we go. Have a good one. Enjoy it. Thank
binary you. Binary high five.
101.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. Wait, we have something here at the end.
Oh, what'd you stop it for?
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Bye, all.
See ya.